friends, dear humans, and whoever else might be listening. This is Keeping It Real with Janine, your guide to living an authentic, healthy life. And I'm Janine. Today, I am going to be chatting with Ryan Williams. He's a very fascinating person, and you're going to love his accent too. Ryan is the developer of Insight Health Apps. And I have had other people on. I've had Karen McDonald on. I've had Dr. Deborah Drake and Ariel Policano. But Ryan is he's like the top dog. So I wanted to get it straight from the horse's mouth and talk about frequency and sound and healing. So Ryan, why don't you take it away and let our guests know a little bit about who you are, and we'll just see where the conversation goes.
Hi, Janine. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the shout out. As to me being the top dog, thank you. Very humbling. Certainly beg to differ. But I've really enjoyed our journey with the Genius Insight app. I think the first app that I actually developed, I think, was around 2011, 2012. So, obviously over the years, this has, certainly evolved. And we now have finally got to the point with the Genius app that I'm actually super excited. We've been approved on the App Store. We've made a lot of really nice, cool changes. So, I think kind of moving forward, I really look forward to seeing what the Genius Insight can do and how it can change lives of people around us.
So I know you were involved with the SKIO, and I don't know if you know this, but I did have a SKIO for a while. Maybe you would like to talk a little bit about that. And how'd you get involved with all this anyway?
Oh my gosh, those are many different conversations over many different times. But I guess a short answer is yes, have been involved with the SKIO. I will certainly say that a lot of my premise and basic understanding about quantum feedback, quantum biology, quantum biofeedback, a lot of that does actually stem from the original sort of SKIO days. So I was very fortunate when I moved to America in, I think it was just after 9/11. So in 2001, we moved to America with the idea of actually setting up a brokerage company to actually start to import the SKIO devices directly from Europe. So, certainly have a very, very long history with the SKIO. Respect that technology itself. I think, what the SKIO has done for this whole industry, it really kind of put it on the map, and it sort of turned this whole energy medicine industry upside down. So for that, really, really excited.
Ryan, could you give the listeners just a little summary of because I have a feeling most people have never heard of the SKIO. Just a little background of what it is.
So, the SKIO is a derivative of a different variety of devices. They all centered around a basic premise, which is quantum biofeedback. And typically the theory behind quantum biofeedback versus biofeedback is with quantum biofeedback, what we're doing, we're actually sending an impulse or a certain frequency or a resonant frequency into the body. And then we're actually looking at the response. So that kind of feedback mechanism, and then based on the response, we then basically alternate the actual frequencies. So it's a type of sort of constant loop that's going on where the frequencies are always changing based upon the kind of needs of the actual client. So typically, within the realms of, quantum biofeedback, if you can just envision, most of these are computer-based technologies. In other words, it'll work on a computer, any desktop computer or any Mac computer. You have a piece of hardware, and then you have certain electrodes that you will attach to the outer parameters of your client. Mm-hmm. Now you basically have the harness connected, you have this box, and then the box is essentially the digital interface, and then you have the software, which is essentially just translating the data that's actually coming in from the box. And then, with that, it's very similar to the Genius. It looks at your energetic disturbances, and then, once it identifies the energetic disturbances, it can actually send corrective balancing tones back into the body as well to help get the body back into balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. That's one of the better explanations that I've heard. So thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. So how did you get into the SKIO? Just the whole field. What's your background?
Interesting question. I was actually living in London. I've been kind of really fortunate. I've lived in many different countries over the years. When I was, I studied in South Africa, went to the army in South Africa, then went to college. And about a year and a half, 2 years into college, I felt that there was kind of different opportunities abroad. And, so from a young age, I started traveling abroad. I've lived in London, I've lived in Canada, I've lived in Budapest, Hungary, and now currently living in the US. Obviously, this is now my home. So, I've been very fortunate to live in all these different countries. And it's one thing to go and be a tourist and, go there for a couple of weeks, but to actually live and sort of become, part of the culture is actually what's exciting. So,
I agree. Now, Ryan, did you grow up in South Africa?
I did grow up in South
Okay.
Africa. So I guess the short answer is how we got involved in the Skio is my ex-wife was actually married to the developer of the Skio. So we have a kind of very, very long history, with him. So going back, gosh, I don't know how many years ago, but we were living in Canada at that point. We'd been in Canada for about 6 months, and we were trying to go through our immigration process with Canada. And it got to the point that we didn't realize actually that the kids were going to a private school, but we didn't realize they needed student authorization. So, maybe a bit kind of naive of us, but at one stage we were crossing the Canadian border to go into the US, and US did not let us in, and Canada gave us 7 days to leave the country.
Whoa.
So yeah. So
Jeez.
with that said, my current partner, now my ex-wife, her current husband, Bill Nelson, was living in Budapest, Hungary. So he invited us over just for a couple of weeks to kind of get settled. We ended up living there for about 9 months, and it was a wonderful time. Really interesting living in Budapest, Hungary. I would never, in a million years, have said that I would be living there for a while. But nonetheless, the opportunity was wonderful, experience was great. I learned a lot about, this type of technology and the industry, et cetera. And then my wife, she fell pregnant, and we felt that it would be a better opportunity to have a American baby versus a Hungarian baby. And that was kind of one of our main drivers that actually led us to the US. So really, I've been blessed to be involved in this technology for probably most of my adult life. I was actually living in the UK, and we found a similar product. It was a galvanic skin response, a very similar product, and we ended up purchasing that with the idea of setting up franchises in the UK, like these sort of walk-in non-invasive health screening clinics, and then we'd recommend, like sort of supplements to them. So we were doing that, and then there was a TV documentary where we actually learned about the previous device to the Skio, which was actually called the QXCI. So I'm going back many, many, many years now, but I saw that on TV, and they were doing this sort of documentary on it, and we subsequently did some research. We got in touch with the person who subsequently put us in touch with my wife or ex-wife. And from there, I was just so enamored with the technology because, back in those days, computers were still really, really new. Having a like a home computer or a home desktop was something kind of foreign. If you had a laptop, it was like kind of fancy. You were really, really fancy. Kind of looking at technology back then, A, it's so foreign, and now B, you've suddenly got this quantum biofeedback assessment and balancing technology, which is now kind of capitalizing on the idea that every single home has to have a laptop. So that kind of really, I think the introduction of that technology into the market, or sort of into the industry, was such a peculiar timing. It was almost like kind of divine, perfect timing.
Yeah, I was going to say nothing's by accident, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, Ryan, it's funny because you mentioned galvanic skin response. And in the 80s, I was working part time as a registered nurse and part time as a massage therapist. And I was doing stress management. And I can still visualize it. It was very crude. I mean, I didn't think at the time it was, but it was a galvanic skin response little machine that where you put the I don't know what they were, if they were pads or something on your fingers, and then I would do, stress management work with people. But that was my start.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a really successful clinic in the UK, which was it was kind of super fun to do. But the challenge that I always had with the galvanic skin response devices is that there's so much operator error and there's so many kind of, sort of variabilities that are, that are there. It makes the testing, really challenging. And to me, if you look at the QXEI or the Skio or the Genius app, the evolution of that is kind of removing the actual operator error. And that is what really, piqued me initially about the QXEI, because now suddenly you don't really have this sort of operator error. And operator error, it plays such an important role in this technology. It's, people do, muscle testing as an example. I'm certainly not here to dismiss muscle testing, but I'm certainly here to make a statement that, if you have an argument with your wife or whatever it is, and then you come into the office and you've got this energetic field around you, you're not clear. And to actually do
Right.
sort of muscle testing is really, really difficult. You've got to be a clear individual,
Absolutely.
to be able
Yeah,
to do that.
absolutely. I mean, I tell people a lot that if I teach them how to, because I used to be a touch for health instructor, and then I've learned even more about how to muscle test even more accurately. But at the very least, if you're going to muscle test somebody, like sing to yourself "Happy birthday to you" or count 1, 2, 3, 4. So because you can affect the test too, if you
Absolutely,
are
yeah.
looking for a specific or wanting a specific outcome, you can affect it.
Absolutely. The thing which I kind of the sort of thing which sort of tickles me pink is if you look at a lot of these, these seminars or these symposiums, and as a chiropractor, maybe they go away for the weekend and they learn about this new wonder drug, this new nutritional supplementation or whatever whatever it is. They come back on that Monday, and for the next week or 2 weeks, lo and behold, all of your testing is showing that your client needs this specific thing. You're not doing it consciously. It's just on a subconscious level. You just ultimately do that. And using the galvanic skin response devices, I used to see that so frequently. It was, oh my gosh. I really lost a lot of, I got really disheartened when I was using that technology, because I just didn't really feel comfortable with the results.
So Ryan, with the Insight Health apps, all of like the Odyssey and the Genius and the Rife and all of that, we'll talk about that. But do you feel that there's how do I want to say it? That the practitioner, the person who is using the app, that their intention or their knowledge, or do you feel that that plays a role, or is that kind of kept completely out of it then?
That's a good question. Straight off the bat, your intention plays a role in everything that you do.
True.
If you're a practitioner, whether you're using this technology or whether you're not doing anything, the intention that you have when you have a client session obviously kind of dictates the actual output. From an energetic level, we are sort of quantum beings. Your thoughts, your energy field, everything is impacted. So to me, when you're using this technology, you always want to be of kind of right, be of sound mind, and obviously, sort of have the right intent, essentially have the right intent moving forward. However, with that said, what I like about this technology, it really does give the user an ability to do as much or as little as they would like to do with the technology. So in other words, you can have a home wellness seeker that has very limited information, very limited knowledge, but they can download the Genius, they can create a profile, they can run an assessment, and then they can instantly balance all the high and the low items with literally a click of a few buttons. So to me, it's like, even if you have no desire to learn anything, you've got that opportunity. You've got an opportunity where you can get access, to technology. You can get the balancing tones, and it can help get your body back into balance with little to no effort from your side. But then if you start looking at it from a sort of clinician's perspective, what is nice about this technology is that it's incorporated all these different modalities into one technology. So, as an example, if you're a homeopath, every single client needs a homeopathic remedy. If you're a chiropractor, everyone needs an adjustment. If you are a naturopath, everyone needs herbs. That's just the reality. That's what they've been trained. But with this technology, suddenly we're bringing all these different modalities into one system. And now we're looking at the individual reaction of your client against all these different modalities. So you know what? Maybe your one client will need homeopathy today and they might need electroacupuncture tomorrow. But at least with this technology, we have the ability by accessing other different modules to actually help balance the client based upon what their needs are presenting to us versus what we've been trained on and what we know how to treat someone.
Well said. And I like the idea that you don't have to know a lot. And so, but if you want to really dig down and get to the finer points, and you can, but you don't have to be helpful.
Absolutely.
Now, what about, I've heard different ideas on, say, for example, let's talk about vitamins and minerals. Very often vitamins and minerals come up, and you're sending the frequencies of those different supplements to people. How is that versus taking, say B12, or B complex, taking that the actual supplement out of your jar? As opposed to sending the frequency. I mean, are both needed, or how do you?
Good question. Again, to me, it sort of comes back to the intent of the practitioner. It's just like when you do the voice recording. A lot of, people prefer to skip the voice recording, which is fine. The voice recording takes 15 seconds and it analyzes the body. So to me, rather take that 15 seconds and see what the body is actually showing you in that time, in that moment. And it's the exact same thing when it comes to supplements. Yes, we can give them an energetic stimuli, but by all means, if they can actually take the supplements to actually impact them on the physiological level as well as on a kind of frequency level, I certainly think that, I certainly think that you should do that. Obviously, one of the benefits with this technology is that, we can give them a lot in a very short period of time. But by all means, I always recommend, supplementation or whatever it is. If you can support them on a physiological level, by all means, yes.
I've heard different opinions on the matter, so I thought I'd get your opinion on it. So tell us a little bit about the different apps that Insight Health Apps and has and what they do.
Great question. I think before I do that, one of the key components that we have within our company is a we have a voice analysis engine, and then B, we have a sophisticated mechanism that we can generate frequencies. So that's kind of the cornerstone about our technology.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we have the voice analysis that you basically can use to analyze the body. And then once we've analyzed the body, we can access a database of different frequencies that can actually help stimulate the body's own sort of innate, their own sort of innate healing. So to me, that is really what kind of sets us apart. It's what makes us different. If you
So,
look at
Ryan, for people who are kind of skeptical about the idea of voice analysis, maybe you could explain it a little bit about how it works. Because I was reading the other day that there are some clinics, hospitals that are using voice analysis to, I don't want to say predict, but to find like heart issues.
Absolutely. Voice analysis is a it's a kind of really exciting emerging technology right now. People that are studying voice, people that are using voice, they feel that voice could become the answer to the next, to basically compete with actual blood analysis. That is how
Oh,
confident they are with
wow.
voice. But it's still a young emerging field. with the advancement of AI, a lot of companies are now using AI to kind of analyze the voice in the background to find sort of more repetitions, to find more correlations. So it is really, really exciting. Currently, there's about, I think, about 9 or 10 different clinical studies being done for voice. For example, during COVID, they did a clinical study. I think they got about an 84% success rate with COVID detection, but they're running clinical trials now for Parkinson's, heart issues, asthma, Alzheimer's. It's exciting. And there's a lot of research grants out there. Two or three companies that we've been following have just raised, $25 to sort of $35 million on a pre-seed and a Series A round, to actually continue the development of, voice-based technology. I will say though, our voice analysis is actually completely different to the typical vocal biomarkers that these clinical companies are doing. So let me
How's
explain.
that?
So as an example, let's say we wanted to do a clinical trial for Parkinson's disease. What we do with Parkinson's is you get a sample study of 100 clients, as an example. Some of them have Parkinson's and then some of them don't. You then record their voice, you then apply AI, you find out the people that have Parkinson's, and then you can identify certain biomarkers within the actual, within their voice frequency spectrum map. So that's
Interesting.
how typical voice analysis works. What we're doing is actually something different because we deal with bioresonance. So we're now looking at actual frequencies. So when you talk into the Genius or when you talk into one of our apps, when we record your voice, we're actually breaking your voice down into dominant voice formats. And those are essentially frequencies. So then within our Genius app, each and every line item that you look at, it has a series of different frequencies as well. So let's just take maybe a specific acupuncture point. That specific acupuncture point could have anywhere from 5 to, I think it's 8 to 18 different frequencies, like 258.51 hertz, 693 hertz, as an example. During our testing process, we are then actually mapping out the dominant voice patterns that we've extrapolated from your voice. We're mapping those frequencies against the actual individual frequencies of each and every item. So what we're doing now, we're actually doing a frequency to frequency analysis, and then that is how we are deriving the results. Whereas in your kind of typical vocal biomarkers, what they do is obviously they're not looking at frequencies, they're just looking for a potential study with people that have Parkinson's, as an example. So, real sort of fundamental difference, but our business is centered around bioresonance. It's centered around the concept that, every living item in the universe has its own resonant frequency. And that's what we've been working with. And that's what's exciting about our technology.
Ryan, what is the definition of bioresonance?
Quite simply, it's that every item, every living item emits its own unique electromagnetic frequency. So, whether you can read it with an aura or a spectrograph or whatever it may be, but from a kind of a fundamental belief system, everything in the universe has its own living resonant frequency.
And so I'm just trying to think. So the idea of with bioresonance is included in that, whether or not two or more different items or things or people resonate with each other? Or how does that fit in with what the genius is doing? Because
Okay.
you're looking for resonance, right? Or
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we're basically mapping frequencies against frequencies. So if we were doing let's say we were developing a synthetic compound or a chemical compound, we wouldn't be working with frequencies. We'd be working with, for example, the periodic, the periodic table, two parts of sodium, one part of sort of chloride. That's how your big pharma work, how we work. Energy medicine, we're looking for at frequencies within the body, even at a cellular level. there's an ionic exchange of electrical energy. You can actually measure that potential electrical energy. So your body is comprised of voltages and amperages and resistance. And when you become sick, it's because either there's a short circuit. So as an example, if you look at, for example, acupuncture, and if you look at the meridians, the reason why they put those stainless steel needles at a specific acupuncture point, because there's a blockage. And by putting that needle in, it releases the blockage, but the way it releases the blockage is by actually creating the electrical energy or the chi. That chi, there's like a short circuit there. And as soon as you put that needle in, it kind of bypasses the short circuit, and then it allows the energy to continue running.
Good explanation. So let's say things are coming to me while you're talking. So if something is detected, we'll say, with the genius early on, before it even filters down into the 3D physical, just using frequencies to balance may be enough without doing anything physical. Yes?
No,
No.
to me, this is a tool. The genius is a tool. It's not a magic bullet, and I certainly wouldn't want people to kind of sit behind this and push a few buttons and think that they can change the world. It's a tool to help the practitioner gain deeper insights into their client's current state of health. I think what happens is that, so many of us as practitioners, we get stuck down a certain rabbit hole. We start looking at clients from the exact same perspective. Client comes in with certain symptoms, and almost by default, you begin kind of going down that specific rabbit hole. What the technology does, it kind of prompts you and forces you to start thinking about the body in a different way. And to me, there's no right way to get a body back into balance. Whether you're a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or a naturopath, you're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to get to the actual, to the actual same results. So to me, if you can use the genius as part of your sort of repertoire to help get better results, by all means. But if you can help them on a physical level, or if you can give them an actual chiropractic adjustment or supplementation or other tests or whatever it may be, I would certainly recommend that. Again, when we look at the actual assessment side, because we're doing an energetic assessment, we need to realize that there are limitations with that. And just like with any normal test, when people run tests, they do a triage of tests. They do typically two or three different types of testing with different types of technology to help them arrive at a conclusion or in terms of an actual diagnosis. When we're doing an energetic assessment here, it's obviously looking to see what's going on within your energy field. And by all means, focus on the high items, focus on the low items, and obviously pay attention to that. And then, typically what we find is that the more you use the technology over time, it's somehow it, don't ask me how, it just kind of gears in. And you begin to find a lot more common themes and a lot more common patterns.
And that's what I mean, when I'm using it, I'm looking for patterns.
Absolutely.
Aside from the basics, I'm looking for patterns. And from my perspective, to use it, you certainly don't have to be a practitioner. It can support you in being in maintaining or moving into homeostasis and being energetically balanced. So no matter what modality you're using currently, if you're using something, it's going to support that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want people to think, oh, well, I've got to be a practitioner to use it.
No, exactly.
Because anyone can use it. Cool. So one of the things that I really like about the genius that I don't think exists anywhere else is the quantum capsule, which I think is a really cool tool. And would you like to talk about that a little bit, how that works?
I can certainly try. I will be real candid and say that I am the first to give a really bad explanation of the quantum capsule. But I will say that, we did develop the Quanta capsule over COVID, and I think it changed a lot of practitioners' businesses. The Quanta capsule provides practitioners with the ability where they can build a clientele anywhere in the world by doing remote biofeedback sessions. And the way that works is that it's a smaller mobile application that people download. And within that mobile application, they can record their voice and they can upload their voice to their practitioner, who can be anywhere in the world. And the practitioner can subsequently import that voice and they can run an assessment. And then, based on the results, they can then create a custom playlist of frequencies that they can then export to the client anywhere around the world. The client can then import those frequencies and actually listen to them. A lot of people say, well, it can still do long distance without the Quanta capsule. Yes, it can, absolutely. But, really the idea behind the Quanta capsule as well, if you tell someone that, oh, I'm going to remote balance you and send you balancing frequencies, there's only a very small market of people that understand the true essence of quantum biofeedback, the true essence of quantum chaos, and essentially frequencies. But a large percentage of the people will think you're absolutely bonkers. So in terms of actually having the mobile application, it gives them something tangible, something real, where they're recording and they're then doing a sort of long distance remote telemedicine type of assessment. So that's been, it's been absolutely wonderful for our practitioners. We have, gosh, we've got, I think, about 35,000 users with the Quanta capsule at the moment.
Wow. And it's great because they can the client can do it whenever they want. You know,
Absolutely.
they don't have to set an appointment or anything, and they can send it to you whenever they want. And then the practitioner gets an email saying that, you know, a voice, and don't forget the selfie. The
Exactly.
voice and the selfie are waiting. And I want to thank you too for making it easy to label the playlists. That was really a pain in the you know what.
Oh,
So thank you for
yeah. Well, thank you for your, again, I kind of go back to what I originally said. Really, this technology is not mine. It kind of belongs in the hands of the practitioners, because getting feedback from individuals like yourself, it really has helped us refine the product and just to keep on evolving it.
And I think that's great. I mean, I love the way that it's evolving, and I always get it. I always get excited when there's an update. And I really, you know, there are a few things that I really impressed me. First of all, that a person can do a free 2-week trial and they don't have to give their credit card or any of that, because I know when I see free trial and then I've got to give my credit card, I
No.
really question that. I don't like that. And the fact that all of the updates and everything, you know, it's a lifetime, you know, it's a lifetime membership or whatever you want to call it. So there aren't I know a lot of things that, you know, if there are major updates, you've got to pay for them. And with your technology, you don't. And I really appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you. It was always our goal to produce a piece of technology that we could keep under $1,000. And in all fairness, I mean, we did that until a couple of months ago, where,
Yeah,
we
well.
maintained the cost, but everything else around us is just flipping skyrocketing, and our
Yeah, the
customers.
way of the world.
Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, okay. Also, our mutual friend Karen just made me a note. Remedy plates. She was reminding me to have you talk a little bit about the remedy plates.
For sure. There's, I guess, the biggest difference between a lot of the remedy plates that are out there is that, some of them have batteries and essentially some of them don't. It's my personal opinion, that if you get a remedy plate, it actually has batteries. I think that's better because it can activate.
Oh, goody, because mine has batteries.
Okay, perfect. Because then it can actually kind of activate that actual labyrinth as well, kind of give it a bit more energy.
Oh,
But
interesting. Okay.
there are many different, there's many different kinds out there. There's many different suppliers out there. We had one custom made for us, and then as soon as it was custom made, suddenly it was available here, there, and sort of everywhere. So, really, my sense is, with the plates, find one that works for you. If kind of price is an issue, do some shopping around, but more importantly, just make sure that it does it, you can insert batteries into it.
So can you explain a little bit about what, how do you, how, why would you want a remedy plate? What do they do? How do you use them?
Yeah, for sure. So, the first thing about the remedy plate, it's a bi-directional plate. In other words, there's frequencies that can both go into the plate and then frequencies that can come out of the plate. So what a lot of practitioners use the test plate for is to create their own customized libraries. So, as an example, maybe I'm an essential oil practitioner and I've got my own line of essential oils. What I could do is create a custom library within the Genius. And I can do that by placing the essential oil on the test plate. And then when I push import, what it does, it essentially scans whatever is on that whatever is on that test plate. It creates a voice harmonic of that specific item. So if I've got, 25 or 30 different essential oils, I can create a custom library of all of those oils. I can then run a scan. And from that scan, I can determine which ones from an energetic perspective would have the best kind of impact or the most impact on your client. Let me just
So
kind of.
that integrates in with the complete with the database, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So you're not limited to, not like it's limiting. There's so many items in the database, but you're not limited to what you're given. You have the freedom to create your own libraries.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were going to
No,
say
I was
something.
just going to say, oh, I don't know. Okay. If it comes back to me, I'll certainly bring it up again.
Okay, yeah, I call that a senior moment. So once again, our mutual friend Karen gave me a little note about the training program. Would you like to share a little bit about that? It's a new program.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly something I'm excited about. It took us, I think, a good 8 or 9 months to develop this.
Wow.
And really, it's been a long time coming. And in all fairness, it's something that we should have done a long time ago. But again, timing is everything. And when you meet the right people and they come into your life, then magic begins to unfold. And that's exactly what happened. Our Italian distributor, her and her husband, are professional video editors and animators and everything else. And they came to us with the idea of creating the first exponential training program specific for the Genius, but creating in short, sharp, bite-sized pieces of information. So it's not as if you've got to watch a Zoom webinar for an hour to get, one or two nuggets of information. These are short, sharp, excellently produced videos with a specific lesson plan, with a specific output. So super easy to follow along. The videos, really high-end animations. And then essentially after each section, there's a little quiz that you can take based on reinforced learning, help you learn more about the Genius. And then if you successfully complete that, which I'm sure you will, we then issue you a certificate of attendance as well. But there actually is, if you want to see some of the videos on that, you can go to our website and I'm sure on the homepage there's something about an exponential training program. So by all means, if you are interested in the Genius, I would definitely suggest signing up. You can learn more about it. Or if you even have the Genius, gosh, go ahead and get the course. It really will give you everything that you need to know to fully understand how to use the Genius.
Now, and to say you can use the Genius without that, but for people like me who really like to understand how it works and to really, I mean, if I'm going to use it, I want to get the most out of it, and I want to be the best at it as I can be. So, I mean, a lot of my training has been, just teaching myself and having friends like Karen and other people. But you do also have a lot of videos. I mean, there are tons of YouTube videos with different trainers. Some trainers I like better than others, but we all have we all have the different kinds of ways of learning. But there's so much information online for people who like if you, especially if you download the free training, or I mean, I'm sorry, the free trial.
Yeah.
There's tons of videos online to help. I mean, there's so much education out there that it's really great.
Absolutely. Hey Janine, I've got a hard stop at 1 o'clock, eh?
Okay. So yeah, I was just going to ask, is there anything that you'd like to wrap up with?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Well, I've really appreciated this because actually, even though I've been using it for, I can't even remember how long now, maybe 2 years, I'm not sure, maybe longer. I learned a lot, so I really appreciate it. And I think with we were just talking about seeing if there's a way we can integrate vibroacoustic therapy in the genius because that's my other passion now, and I'd love to see the two of them together. I think that'd be really great. So
We'll see if you can connect it. Run some tests and then let me know, please.
yeah, oh, I will, absolutely. No, I like playing with things and trying things out, so that'll be fun. That'll be a real fun thing to do. So, well,
Perfect.
thank you so much, Ryan. I will
You're
have
welcome.
links in the show notes. And yeah, I really appreciate the work you do, and like I said, I really appreciate the updates because there's always like something to make things easier or to expand, or I mean, they're always really really useful. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome. And when it's ready, just shoot me a link. I'd love to listen to
Awesome. Okay,
it.
thank you so
Okay.
much.
Thanks,
Take
Janine.
care.
Bye now. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Okay, you too.